Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who loves the way Australians say audible darts, your host, Maceo.
And greetings to our listeners here at Everything EHC. Just another surprise episode with a surprise guest as we get ready for Enchanted Hills Camp summer programming, which is just a little bit more than a month out. I'm really looking forward to opening campfire. As I said, I'll be there for the first meal with the adults ready to roll. I know Tony's putting the team together. Seen lots of activity on social media as regards getting ready for our campers at Enchanted Hills Camp. One of the ways we're preparing is by doing some fun surprise interviews, and I got someone for you right now. You ready? Here we go. So we have another surprise guest here on Everything EHC. Who is it? Who is on the line over there?
It is Tian Taylor from Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, all the way in Australia. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday right now. What time is it there?
It's 7 a.m. on Wednesday.
You're from the future.
I am, and it's looking pretty good.
Okay, good. So, Tian, you were with us last year at Enchanted Hills Camp, were you not? What did you do last year?
Yes, I was lucky enough to come last year and check out EHC for the summer. And can I tell you, it was the best time I've ever had. So I went as a volunteer and I did camp counselling for the summer and worked with all the awesome campers and counsellors. It was heaps of fun.
Right. And you're coming back this year?
I am. I'm coming back. So watch out.
And
crazy Aussie.
What are you going to do this year? What's your new role?
This year I am the rec area leader.
Yay. Are you excited?
I am so excited. I'm not a morning person and I'm up bright and early. So excited for EHC, counting down the days.
So for those campers who are listening, make sure and go easy on Tian in the mornings at camp. Just a footnote there for the place to be. Hey, so what are going to be some classic EHC recreation activities this summer?
Look, the classic ones, there has to be archery because everybody loves to get a bullseye. So archery is definitely still going to be there. Bowling, because he doesn't like bowling. And one of my favorites, which I had so much fun doing last year, the campers versus counselors basketball.
There you go.
Hoping to keep that running.
Excellent, excellent. Those are all classic EHC activities. There you go. Are you adding anything new?
I am. So I have been working hard here in Australia to get some donations from what we call Blind Sports New South Wales. So it's the state that I live in. And they're going to donate EHC some audible sporting equipment. So I'm going to bring that over and we're going to see what fun Aussie things I can bring over and what fun games we can play.
Excellent, excellent. You said audible, correct?
I did,
nice.
Yes.
Okay, I was just making sure. What are you most personally looking forward to this summer now that you've already had one summer gone, that you've had that experience?
I'm still super excited to have fun because that's me. But I think I'm excited this year because I'm a rec area leader to kind of have a bit more of a leadership role and just to, you know, be able to facilitate more of what the campers want and what you guys want to have fun with. So I'm open to suggestions or anything. Let's give it a go. Let's have a good summer.
I like your spirit. You're excited. You know what you're getting into. There's been a lot of different work and total. It's going to be different, but the same, obviously, with all the fire and the improvements and the rebuilding and everything that's going on there.
And certainly both of us having different roles, there's always a new dynamic of people and fun and things to look forward to. You were a great team member last year. Certainly the team should be excited to have you back this year. So anything you want to say out there to our listeners and to campers and to anybody about 2018 EHC?
Well, you know, sitting here in the future, EHC 2018 is looking pretty good, so. But I'm super excited for EHC 2018. There will be some different things with, you know, with what happened with the fires and stuff, but I say don't let that dampen our spirits. It's going to be so good. So
oh, yeah.
I'm super excited. And, you know, as you say, Maceo, please, please. Have fun.
That's it. Don't forget, we're all here to have fun. That's right. That's it. Thank you for joining us as our surprise guest from the future in Australia. We appreciate it very much. Audio description, you're smiling really, really big. I'm just letting everybody know. You're welcome. You have a great day, and we'll catch up with you when you get here this summer, for sure, right?
Sounds good. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Tion.
No worries. Thanks, Matthew. Bye.
Bye. Thanks again to Tion so much for getting up early in the morning and doing that little interview with us. That was super fun. I look forward to seeing her and all the team members here as they get ready for Enchanted Hills Camp Summer of 2018. I certainly will be there, and as I have said already, I am looking forward to opening campfire and continuing our Everything EHC programming with the new format, I might add. I might do a little sample later, and I have some more shows in store before the summer actually starts, so keep checking back as we are continuing year two of Everything EHC podcast, summer fun podcast. I'm Maceo, your host, and thanks again so much for listening. Tune in soon. I got some surprises for you. Over and out.